I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Today we've got a report from our friend Joe Henry from Lake of the Woods Tourism. Hey Joe, while many sport fish seasons are closed on inland waters, anglers have a great opportunity on the Rainy River right now. When does the sturgeon season run?
The sturgeon season goes all the way through May 15th, and then it closes until July 1st when it reopens again.
More from Joe Henry from Lake of the Woods Tourism with a sturgeon fishing outlook when we return. You fish the same waters year after year, but what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. Welcome back. We're talking with Joe Henry from Lake of the Woods Tourism. Joe, the sturgeon fishery on the Rainy River has really exploded. What kind of sturgeon numbers are we talking about up there?
The Minnesota DNR estimates that from Morrison, Ontario, down through the Northwest Angle and through Big Traverse Bay into the Rainy River, there's actually over 100,000 sturgeon over 40 inches long.
That's incredible. But even though this fishery has exploded in popularity, there's a lot of productive Rainy River water to fish.
There's plenty of great water to fish. From the mouth of the Rainy River all the way to Birchdale, there's 42 miles of navigable Rainy River full of sturgeon.
What's the fishing like? And are guides available?
I'll tell you, the power of a sturgeon is incredible. And, people want to go take the easy route. Get a guide from one of our resorts. Rod, reels, tackle, boat, all the knowledge, everything included.
Learn more at lakeofthewoodsmn.com. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Visit outdoornews.com.